This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, good morning. It's now 7:03. A few clouds this morning, 61 degrees. We're going to have clouds throughout the day today. We'll get up to the low 80s, and then we get a big change in the forecast for Friday and Saturday. Dan Brunoff's going to bring us up to speed on that coming up in just a moment. Our top story this morning, yeah, if you went to bed early last night, or even if you didn't go to bed too terribly early, not the start that the Mavericks wanted.
Yeah, and not the start they wanted for their top draft pick, and the top draft pick in the entire NBA, Cooper Flagg.
Guard in his first season from Duke. Welcome to Dallas, number 32, Cooper!
It was an enthusiastic crowd welcoming Flagg to American Airlines Center, and they were thrilled to see his athleticism.
Here's Flagg flipping it up and in. Aggressive take for Cooper Flagg.
But there just wasn't enough of that to go around. Flagg ended up the night with 10 points and 10 boards, and his teammates really didn't help much, shooting just 37% from the floor, as opposed to San Antonio's 57%, with the predictable result. The Spurs walloped the Mavs 125-92. Now Dallas can rest up today to get ready for hosting Washington tomorrow night at the AAC. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
For the most part, fans enjoyed watching Flagg's first night in a Mavs uniform, and they understand he's only 18 and may need some time to get his feet on the ground or off the ground.
Get your rhythm, you know what I mean? Get in your game, get in the flow. Get to know the energy of the squad, you know what I mean? The people that you're out there with, and it's going to click. He's one of those players where you can tell he doesn't like forcing anything.
Most fans seem very optimistic that Flagg can be a franchise player for Dallas for many years to come.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The troubled Fort Worth School District may be on the brink of a state takeover, and we're going to learn more this morning from the state education commissioner. Now, there was a news conference scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning for them to release this information, but now we're hearing that that has changed.
That's exactly right. They were going to have a news conference in Fort Worth, but evidently the news conference has been canceled. And whatever findings will simply be released in a letter. With more on this, KRLD's Russell Scott, who is all over the story.
Morath has been looking into the reasons for Fort Worth's chronically poor student performance. He said before that if state intervention is needed, he won't drag his feet.
The goal is to make those changes quickly and then to reach some degree of stability so that we can just trend upwards.
Now it remains to be seen if Morath will drop the axe and remove the school board, replacing it with the State Board of Managers. Another question is the future of Superintendent Karen Molinar, who accepted the job just 7 months ago. In the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You've probably seen this video. If not, you need to look it up. A trucker is okay. In fact, he didn't even need to go to the hospital. Some scary moments, though, in McKinney on southbound 121 yesterday involving a big rig just dangling over the side of an overpass.
Police say a flatbed was hauling at least one truck and an SUV when it swerved to avoid hitting the back of a silver sedan, but instead crashed through the wall and landed on its side. It dangled over the edge of an overpass dozens of feet in the air. Two fire truck ladders were used to lower ropes into the semi's cab, where the driver put them around himself and was then lowered onto a ladder. A first responder was waiting. The driver was not injured and refused to be taken to the hospital. The condition of the driver of the sedan is unknown. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas City Council approved some financial help to redevelop the tallest high-rise office building in the city.
The Bank of America building on Main Street is 72 stories and outlined most nights in green lights, which are actually LEDs that can change color. It has 1.8 million square feet of office space, and developers say that's just too much. They want to convert some of that space into a hotel. And City Councilmember Paul Ridley says it is important to keep up with the changing needs downtown.
This is a golden opportunity to help downtown that needs the help.
The City Council agreed to contribute just over $100 million from a special downtown taxing district. The project should be finished by 2032. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Dallas Democrat Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett says she is strongly considering running for Senate, a seat currently held by John Cornyn. We're told that Crockett is waiting for a final ruling on the new Texas congressional maps before making a decision on her Senate bid. Now, this is an evolving story here. The Texas Education Agency might be preparing to step in and take over Fort Worth schools. We were to find out this morning as part of a news conference called by the Texas Education Agency. We're told now that it might be a Zoom call or it might be canceled. It was all Spurs in the season opener, rolling past the Mavericks 125-92 at the AAC. Cooper Flagg put up 10 points, 10 rebounds in his NBA debut, but Dallas never found a rhythm on either end of the floor.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:24 as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Brought to you by Code Launch, the high-octane startup competition. The future of tech is at CodeLaunch.com.
General Motors is getting back in the self-driving car game. GM plans to release a Cadillac Escalade electric SUV that allows drivers to go hands and eyes free. The automaker is targeting a 2028 launch of the vehicle. Stocks are looking at a lower open. S&P futures are down 11 points. Dow futures falling 90. There are reports the Trump administration is weighing restrictions on software exports to China, which is adding to the recent anxiety around trade. Meantime, oil jumping today to $61 a barrel. The U.S. announced sanctions on Russia's biggest producers to ramp up the pressure to end the war in Ukraine. And the world's most popular dating platform will soon require all new users to verify their identity through a biometric face scan. Tinder will force daters to take a short video selfie to confirm they're physically present and that their face matches what's shown in their profile. The face check security measure will roll out nationwide in the coming months. Courtney Donahoe, Bloomberg Radio.
This news for Trajan Wealth.
Watch for extra security this morning at Lake Highlands High School in the Richardson School District after a student was stabbed on a school bus.
We talked to Lanishi Dollarhide at Parkland Hospital, where her son, Jayshon, is recovering this morning from his injuries. She says it all started with an early morning phone call. Jayshon had been stabbed in the neck by another student while riding the school bus to Lake Highlands, and that's when Dollarhide said that she rushed to the campus.
My phone rang and it was my son. And the first thing he said, "Mom, get to the school, I've been stabbed." And I kind of got hysterical, and then I had to bring myself back and say what happened.
Her son told her two students were fighting on the school bus, and he intervened after a girl was pushed. And at some point during that altercation, Dollarhide says her son was stabbed.
NBC5's Evan Anderson also says in a separate incident, another student at Lake Highlands was caught with a gun in a backpack on campus. Richardson ISD says both cases are under investigation.
In Weatherford, police have captured the skeleton burglar. Just a few days ago, police posted a video on social media showing a person dressed in a Halloween costume checking car doors in the middle of the night. That person is now in custody, and Weatherford police say he was up to more than just stealing cars. Investigators found that the suspect shot at one victim, pointed a gun at three juveniles in another case, and burglarized a car. He's now facing multiple felonies, including aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Former New York Congressman George Santos was released from prison 41 days into a 7-year sentence for wire fraud and identity theft. Santos telling News Nation he doesn't believe his sentence was commuted by President Trump last week because he's a Republican.
I think it's disingenuous to think that this is political, but I understand the concern and I understand your question. The president has the power of the pardon of clemency and their plenary. I'm humbled. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I think my sentence was hyperinflated.
Santos claims that while he was in prison, he was put in solitary confinement and denied basic human rights.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.